السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear Muslim brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the Muslim Ummah as a one single nation when he said, وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. Your nation is one nation and it's me, your Lord, whom you have to worship. And once we declare the shahada, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, then we see that there is no borders between the Muslims. I'm coming from far away, but I feel that I'm among my Muslim brother, my family. So this is the ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has given us the Muslim ummah all over the world. So when we want to speak about the Muslim ummah, the suffering of the Muslim ummah, then there is no way that you can separate the whole issues from each other. Because to my belief, I believe that every Muslim issue is connected in a way or another to another Muslim issue. But this is one of the things that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has talked to us, the Muslim, long time ago, 1400 years ago, when he said, لَتَدَاعَيَنَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَمَا تَدَاعَى الْأَكَلَةُ عَلَىٰ قَصَعَتِهَا. قَالُوا أَوْ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ؟ قَالَ لَا، إِنَّكُمْ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that you will be attacked from all nations in the way, similar way that people attacks food. And the sahaba of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam radiyallahu anhum was wondering, they said, how this could happen, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is it because we are too little at that time when they attack us, all attacking us? He said, no, you are too many. But you, to your enemy, means nothing. You are like these bubbles on the water. Unfortunately, this is now is happening. And this is where we can see the nubuwa of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he says something, we mean and we understand and we believe it's true, it's happening. If it's not happened today, it will happen tomorrow, it will happen after 1400 years. Now look what's happening for the Muslim Ummah. The Muslim Ummah is attacked everywhere. What's happening in Chechnya? Look, the whole country is being destroyed. The whole people has been misplaced from their land, and no one is talking about it. They don't want to bother, they don't want to know. And the Muslims, they are doing nothing. We, the Muslims, who are committed to Islam, who practice the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who comes and pray five times a day in the mosque, maybe we are just if we remember sometimes them with our dua, or most of the time we don't use the dua even. Even if we weep sometimes or cry a little bit, but we go and forget about the whole issue. It's a criminal what's happening in Chechnya. Is a duty on the Muslim Ummah to defend their Muslim brothers as much as they can. How far they can go to defend their Muslim brothers, they are entitled to do so. And I urge my Muslim brothers to do whatever they can to stop this massacre taking place in Chechnya. That's the issue of Chechnya. Before it was, and still, Kashmir. You can see the massacres, the killing which is taking place in Kashmir. And again, the Muslim Ummah forget about it. Never mind. We've used to this word, never mind, never mind, never mind. And the times comes, everything, never mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what was happening after that. Bosnia, again, is another hot issue. Hundreds of Muslims been massacred in Bosnia, and we've done very little to help our Muslim brothers. Kosovo recently, about 6 months only, we've seen, you witness what happened to the Muslims there. We've seen it also in Iraq. You can see what's happening in Iraq about 10 years now, and still they are saying, cheating us, oh, we have no problem with the Muslims in Iraq, we just have a problem with Saddam Hussein. What a great excuse for them. Over 1.5 million orphans, children of Iraq, has died during these 10 years, and no one wants to know about what's happening in Iraq, and we just quiet and happy, okay, it's because of Saddam Hussein. What's to do with Saddam Hussein? Why they don't do it with others? If Saddam Hussein is a criminal, why they don't do it with others who's killing our Muslim brothers in Kosovo and Chechnya and everywhere? The same thing also is happening in Palestine. Our Muslim brothers in Palestine has been suffering for the last century. And we forget totally about the importance of Palestine, the importance of Masjid al-Aqsa, the importance of the first Qibla, the importance of the place where all the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prayed. But we should also admire the Muslims that although with all these miseries, with all this killing, with all these massacres, they always stand and stood by to their Muslim brothers, and they defended their rights, they defended their iman, they defended their faith. So it becomes our duty to remember our Muslim brothers everywhere. We should not feel fed up with every day somebody comes and talk to us about Chechnya, somebody comes talk about Kosovo, sometimes talk about South Africa. If we don't talk about ourselves, then what else we are going to talk about? And don't we feel that today we are safe, tomorrow we might be in their position, God forbid. But we have now to realize that the enemy of Islam, the enemy, they are only finding no enemies to them but Islam. And they do not differentiate between Muslims. Good Muslim, bad Muslim doesn't mean anything to them. While his name is Muhammad Ali, Ahmad, Abdullah, this and that, then he is the worst enemy. Because whom they are killing now in Chechnya? Are they all the good Muslims they are killing? They don't differentiate between a child, a woman, an elderly, a good, a bad person. They are destroying everything in Chechnya. Because now they declared a war against Islam. We've seen it, our Muslim brothers in Europe, in Kosovo, in Bosnia, they are white, like them, they are Europeans, but they never forgot that they are Muhammad and Ali and Abdullah and Muhammad and Ahmed. And this is why now the whole world is against Islam. And it's time for the Muslims to start thinking, why is this happening to us? Sometimes we think that, yeah, this is happening to us because we are bad Muslims. If we are bad Muslims, then they are bad kafirs. They are no good, they are no better than us in any way. Even if we are bad Muslims, still we are much better than them. If I say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, surely inshallah biiznillah I will go to Jannah. But this kafir will go to Jahannam inshallah ta'ala. So yes, it might be because we are bad Muslims and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing us. But this is not always the case, that because you're only bad, Allah will punish you. Even sometimes there is punishment and there is imtihan, bala'. Big difference between punishment and bala. Who is better than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Anyone? A'udhu billah. But look what happens to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion. Is that a punishment? Or is that a bala? This is a bala. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُفْتَنُونَ. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَلَنَعْلَمَنَّ الصَّابِرِينَ وَلَعَامَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us, do you think that you will say, oh, I am a Muslim, and then you will be saved, and you will not be tested? Surely you will be tested, because we've tested the people before you. So we verify those who are truthful, sincere in their Islam, and those who are not. So the bala is taking a place from the Muslim Ummah since Adam alayhi salam till today. I believe the same thing is happening for the Muslims today also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing the Muslim Ummah to see who's the believers, the real believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will commit themselves to Islam and the cause of Islam, and who will run away from this. But I believe that it's only because the Muslim Ummah is reviving. Islam is getting back to the Muslims, and Muslims are going back to Islam. Look, everywhere now, as the Bushra of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, لَا يَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ مَشْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغْرِبِهَا لَا يَدْعَوْ بَيْتَ مُضَرٍ وَلَا حَضَرٍ إِلَّا دَخَلَهُ بعز عزيز يعز به الله الإسلام أهل وأهله أو ذل ذليل يذل الله به الكفر وأهله. This is one of the great bushra of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that Islam will spread all over the world. It will not leave any place, even a single home or a tent in the desert, that Islam will go and enter this place. Whether a kafir like it, or a Muslim like it or not, this is what is going to happen. And this is hadith when is about 1500 years now. Now, if you go travel all around the world, you have no problem with finding a mosque, with finding a jama'ah, with finding a Muslims, with finding your halal food. This is what is happening everywhere, and this is the bushra of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to have the faith in ourselves. We have to have the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even what is happening to us is not always bad. Because who's killed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Islam, they are shaheed. Our dead people are shaheed, and their dead people will go to Jahannam, inshallah ta'ala. But it's our duty to stand with our Muslim brothers everywhere, keep talking about it, speak about it, give support as much as we can to them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always ask us about what we can do and why we did not do it. If the least you can do is making dua, and you did not do that, then in the day of the judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh, my servant, you've could done something to help somebody, but you didn't do it. You were able to give one bini to help your Muslim brothers, but you put it in your pocket. You could give 1 million pound or $1 million, and you couldn't do it. You didn't do it. Why you did not do it? And that's why in the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that 1 dinar could be equal in the ajr of 100,000 dinar. How that could happen? Is it something we could understand? Well, how can 1 dinar can be equal to 100 dinar, or $1 can be equal to $100. My understanding to that if somebody who can afford only $1, and this is his ability, and he gave it for fi sabilillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the same thing that the same person who can give $100,000, no one can give $100,000 unless he has it, or he has more than it. So the one who afford to give the dollar is the same thing like the one who gave the $100,000. So this is where we have to think about it, that I am having the same equal ajr, inshallah ta'ala, the same as the one who is a millionaire. So whatever you can do, don't hesitate to do it. And that's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking the Sahaba, تَصَدَّقْ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. He's saying that you should donate even a half of a date, because that half of a date, inshallah ta'ala, will be like the Uhud mountain and the ajr. Even if it was a gold and you give it fi sabilillah, the mountain of Uhud, it would be like this half of the date that is being given fi sabilillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I have to finish, brother Abokin? Yes? So my Muslim brothers, alhamdulillah, the support of the Muslim Ummah is great. I can see that we are winning, because now we are not in a defense position. The Muslim Ummah 20 years, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, was in a defense position. Now I can see that our enemies everywhere, they are in the defense position. Islam is gaining every day, and the kufr is losing every day. Although we are suffering, but alhamdulillah, every day we are gaining. You could say that this is a mad person speaking to us. How we can be gaining while we are killed, tortured, losing our land, this and that? I am saying that we are gaining, because if you remember, or our grandfathers remember, 50 years ago or 70 years ago, Muslims, they don't know even what is Islam to them. And if we look to the old writing, they will tell you how to be a Muslim. Now, no, we are not talking about how to be Muslim. Now we are talking how to have an Islamic state, how to have a khilafah, how to have a khilafah rashida. Isn't that the case? Now look what happened in Kosovo or in Bosnia. Yes, the Muslims have been massacred, killed, tortured, but how many armies, are soldiers, are well trained, are prepared for the day to come, inshallah ta'ala, when the kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be spread. And as we promised by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rome will be captured by the Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. So yes, we are suffering, but alhamdulillah, we are gaining. We are gaining in Kashmir, we are gaining in Chechnya, we are gaining in Bosnia, we are gaining in Kosovo, we are gaining in Algeria, we are gaining everywhere. The same thing, alhamdulillah, in Palestine, although with all that suffering which took place now around 100 years, but the situation of the Muslims in Palestine has changed to the better always, alhamdulillah ta'ala. Now everywhere you go, you see mosques are built. Now we are in South Africa, yes? Here in Durban, how many mosques do you have? Before, we used to buy a small house and make it musalla and be happy with it to pray there, yes? But today, no, we want to have our own mosque with our own minaret, with our own dome on it. And alhamdulillah, this is happening. Look how many Muslim brothers now are prepared for Isha Salah. This is again, it was not happening in my days, at least. I'm not that old. But I remember that 20 years, 25 years, if I go to pray like uncle here and stand with him, a little boy, he will stab me, say, go home, boy. But now, alhamdulillah, I can see everyone is coming, sitting together, prepared for Salah. And if you come in Jum'ah time, you will not find a place for you to pray. I am living in the UK, London, and the United Kingdom. Now we have more than 600 mosques. This country has fought Islam for 1400 years. But now in their country there is more than 600 mosques. And if you come late 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the Jum'ah time or Taraweeh time, then you might have to pray in the street. In Europe now, Western Europe, there is at least more than 20 million Muslims. Nowadays, even like to take you back to Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, we used to have what we call the Orphanage Friday, Al-Jum'ah al-Yateem, the last Friday in Ramadan time. Although the Muslims in Palestine who are living outside Jerusalem are not allowed to come and pray in Masjid al-Aqsa, every Muslim, even if he lives, say, 100 meters away from what they called Jerusalem, then he has to have a special permission to come and pray in Masjid al-Aqsa. But on the last day, the last Friday in Ramadan, the Muslims, they will force themselves to go and pray in Masjid al-Aqsa. And at least 500,000 will pray on that Friday. I'm not talking about 100 million living in Palestine. It's only around 3 million Muslims are living in Palestine. At the moment, only 3 million living in Palestine. So if you are talking about 500,000 of those coming and praying in Masjid al-Aqsa, then you can't tell me that every single family has been represented in this salah. So this is the Bushara. I want to give ourselves always a hope. Because if we take the hope from ourselves, then we will defeat ourselves. We want to look to the things in a positive way, not in a negative way. Because if you get sick and you say, "Oh Allah, why you get me sick? If I'm in a good position, if I'm in a good health, then I'll be a better Muslim." Who could say that? Maybe you've been, Allah make you sick for many things, to give you maghfirah, to clean you from the sin you have made, committed, to prepare you for yourself a place in Jannah. So if you look into it in a positive way, you will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also that doesn't mean that we will be happy that seeing our Muslim brother killed everywhere. But we will give ourselves the hope, yes, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept them shaheed. But I have to ask myself, what have I done to help to release the suffering of those Muslims? I would say, Jazakumullah khair, your support for your Muslim brothers all over the world was great. But we still need to do more. What you have done to your Muslim brothers in Palestine is great, alhamdulillah. But we need to do more. And we have to realize that there is a great plan against the Muslims. Unless we realize that we are like what Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described us, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. Here in this hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us a fact. He's saying that in the way that the Muslims, they treat themselves, they cooperate among themselves, coordinate among themselves, they are like a single body. If any part of that body is being harmed or injured, then the rest of the body will feel the pain and the fever. Now, why he's telling us this? He's telling us this because he wants us to be like this body, life, not a dead body. A dead body, if you cut it into two pieces, no harm. If you cut the leg off, or the hand off, or the head off, there is no harm, no response. If we, the Muslim Ummah, is going to be a dead body, there is no good of us. But if you, and this is where you have to see yourself and test your iman. When you see your Muslim brothers in Kashmir or Chechnya or Bosnia or Kashmir or Kosovo are killed, or and then you feel the warm in your body that you want to do something. You wish you want to do something. You have done so, you have done that, you give little, you make dua, you cry, you this, then you have a real iman, inshallah ta'ala. This is the real test. But if you see this happening and you don't care, then the other hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, "Man lam yahtamma bi amri al-muslimina falaysa minhum." The one who doesn't care about the other Muslims or about the Muslims, he is not one of them. He is not one of them. So if he's not one of them, what could he be? He could be anything else, but not Muslim. He could be Christian, he could be a Jew, he could be a munafiq, he could be whatever. But he will not be a Muslim. So we have to care about the Muslims. We have to do whatever we can to help our Muslim brothers. We should not be feeling burdened with the issues of the Muslims everywhere. This is what I want to speak to my brothers. It's just a reminder for myself, for you. I know Mawlana Yunus Patel is here. I shouldn't speak while he's among you, but I had his permission, inshallah ta'ala, to contribute whatever I can. But one main thing I want you to have and I want to have is the hope. Like what's happening now in Palestine with what they call peace accord, or the negotiation between the PNA or PLO and the Israelis, so-called the Israelis. If I look into it in a negative way, I feel that the Jews can do everything, they can plan everything, they know whatever is happening here and there as if they are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely they are not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely they don't know anything. Definitely they can't plan everything. Yes, they can plan, they can do this, they can do that, they can do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best planner. And I can see they are defeated, they are losing in, for the favor of the Muslims in Palestine, inshallah ta'ala. And this is the real hope that we always want to keep in our heart. Because our enemy can always defeat us if we lose hope. If you lose hope, you will be easily defeated. The time you start thinking, "Oh, what can I do?" This is the time of defeat. But if you keep saying, "Yes, I can do this, I can do that, let's do this, let's do that," then you will be a winner, inshallah ta'ala, at the end. And we've seen it in the day of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much the Sahaba of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has suffered. How much Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself have suffered. But he was telling, and the Sahaba, he were coming to him, "Oh, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why you don't make dua for us that Allah will give us victory upon this kuffar? Why you don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we will not be punished by this kuffar?" And he said, "The people before you who has the real iman, they will be brought and they will be asked whether to be kafir or a Muslim. And they choose always to be Muslims or mu'min. And even if he been sold, been cut from top to down into two halves, that he was always choosing to be a mu'min. But you want the things to happen quickly. So we need to be patient." But meaning being patient doesn't mean that we also will be lazy, dead. Patient is readiness to go for the bitter, inshallah ta'ala, go for the victory, and so on, inshallah ta'ala. I think jazakumullah khair for listening. I hope that inshallah ta'ala, if we can later, if somebody wants to ask a question or something like that, I'm inshallah be around. I want to remind you that your Muslim brothers, not only in Palestine, although I am working with a charity concerned with Palestine, but I always feel it, share is fair. Share is fair. And I always said it, if you are not good to yourself, you will not be good for anything else. If we are not good for our community here, we will not be good for other Muslims. If we are not good for our mosque here, we will not be good for the other mosque on the other place. But we can always share it. I always said that, come, sit, think, say, okay, I have 100, money, rand. I have 100 rand. Where should I give it? I want to give my mosque. I want to give my school. I want to give my homeland. I want to give to the Muslim in Kashmir. I want to give to the Muslims in Bosnia, in Chechnya, in Palestine. No problem. Just give. Say you have 20 things you want to do. No harm that you give five here. Or you say, no, it's five is equal, five is not good. I'll give, say, 3 here, 6 here, 7 here, and so on. But in doing so, you'll be fair to everyone, inshallah ta'ala. So, inshallah ta'ala, whatever you can do for your Muslim brothers, either in Chechnya, or Bosnia, or Kosovo, or Palestine, or to your local community here, please do, and feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with much, with something greater than what you have given. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that if you give one, Allah will double it to 600. Not only 600, but maybe more than this. And on top of that, He will give you the paradise, the Jannah. And what is Jannah? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't describe Jannah. He says, إن في الجنة ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. What is in Jannah is something you have never seen with your eyes or heard about with your ear or even have the feeling in your heart. And we are fighting for 10 rands, 20 rands. Why not to fight for this paradise? And on top of that, when he said, أنا وكافل اليتيم في الجنة كهاتين. Me and the one who sponsor an orphan child will be in Jannah together, close to like these two fingers. And if Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so, that will be true or false? True. So if you want, we are always crying for seeing Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya. We feel jealous from the Sahaba, why they have the company of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we didn't have it. Now he's telling you, you will have it, but listen to me as they listen to me. And I'll be with you in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. How can we all of us be close to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We can, because this is Allah is doing it, not us. So inshallah ta'ala, this is a chance. We are coming to the Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Make dua for your Muslim brothers. I always believe that dua can move mountains. And believe me, it can. And we remember those people who's been in a cave and then the door of the cave is being blocked and then everyone come and say, oh, what can we do now? So one of them said, okay, remember something good you've done in your life. So one said, I've done this. Oh Allah, if I've done it for your sake, please open the door. So the door opened a little bit. Then the other one said, oh Allah, I've done this for your sake. If it was the case, please open the door for us. So it has moved a little bit, but they can't go yet. Then the third person say, oh Allah, I've done this for your sake. If this is true, please open the door for us. And the whole door has been opened and they could go out. We have to believe. And if we believe, then we have to act. Because believe without act means nothing. What's the point of believing and don't you do? You believe in salah and you don't do salah. You believe in Allah and you don't listen to Allah. You believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you don't obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's no good. But alhamdulillah, I believe that we always believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we act on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe somebody of us will be slow, other is going to be fast. But this is how Allah makes Jannah. In Jannah, there is different stages in Jannah. Yes? Because Allah has created people with different abilities. So one will be in the bottom, one will be in the top, in the paradise, and in between, and this and that. So this is how we want to think about Muslims everywhere. That a Muslim, when he says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, he's a good Muslim. Jazakumullah khair. I want to make inshallah dua, so we'll make it together inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Allahumma ahdina fi min hadayt, wa afina fi min afayt, wa tawallana fi min tawallayt, wa barik Allahumma lana fi ma atayt, wa qina wa sirf anna sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi bil haqq wa la yuqda alayk, wa la yadhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man a'dayt, تبارك ربنا وتعاليت لا منجى منك إلا إليك. اللهم مكن للإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين. اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج الكرب والبلاء عن إخواننا في الشيشان. اللهم فرج الكرب والبلاء عن إخواننا في الشيشان. اللهم فرج الكرب والبلاء عن إخواننا في الشيشان. اللهم مدهم مددك ونصرك. اللهم مدهم مددك ونصرك. اللهم مدهم مددك ونصرك. اللهم افتح عليهم فتحا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم افتح عليهم فتحا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم عليك بالرؤوس الظالمين. اللهم عليك بالرؤوس الظالمين. خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر يا رب العالمين. اللهم رد كيدهم إلى نحورهم واجعل الدائرة عليهم. اللهم رد كيدهم إلى نحورهم واجعل الدائرة عليهم. اللهم انتقم منهم يا منتقم يا جبار. اللهم انتقم منهم يا منتقم يا جبار. اللهم خذ على أيديهم واطمس على قواتهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم إنهم قد آذوننا في إخواننا في الشيشان. اللهم إنهم قد آذوننا في أعراضنا فانتقم لنا منهم يا منتقم يا جبار. اللهم نحن ضعفاء وأنت القوي وأنت جبار السماوات والأرض. انتصر لنا منهم يا منتصر يا حي يا قيوم. يا حي يا قيوم. يا حي يا قيوم. برحمتك نستغيث وبك نستعين. فأعنا ووفقنا لكل خير واجعل أعمالنا خالصة لوجهك الكريم. اللهم اغفر لمسلمي هذا المسجد أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لمسلمي هذه البلاد أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لأئمة هذه البلاد أجمعين وتقبل منا ومنهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم افتح علينا في بيت المقدس. اللهم افتح علينا في بيت المقدس. اللهم افتح علينا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم رد المسجد الأقصى إلى المسلمين. اللهم رد المسجد الأقصى إلى المسلمين. اللهم وانقذهم من بني اليهود يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك باليهود ومن والاهم. أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم أحدا. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.